There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, give us the dirty dirt.
Yes, today's Dirt Alert, the last Dirt Alert of the week. We're talking about Pete Davidson. All the headlines this afternoon reporting that Pete Davidson's time at Saturday Night Live is coming to an end tomorrow.
Okay, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Because I was just telling Brittany during the break, I was looking at all the pictures of the Kardashians arriving in Italy for Courtney and Travis Barker's wedding this weekend. There is no Pete Davidson.
Well, he's going to be on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Okay, that's why he's on there. I was wondering if they were over too. Okay.
No, they're on, but Pete, this is, so tomorrow's episode of Saturday Night Live is the season finale.
Saturday Night Live season is like bowling. It's like 33 weeks. It's like the whole year
I
long.
Know. You know what I mean? That's why I'm like not surprised when people want to leave. Because you go, wow, you wouldn't want to leave. And it's like, no, it's so much time.
It feels like it ended so long ago.
I know.
So Pete Davidson, he's been on Saturday Night Live for 8 years. And it's funny that you say that, Julia, because remember when that just used to be a television season?
Yeah.
Yeah, not that long ago.
No, I know. And I would never hang in with a series that had that many episodes anymore.
New episodes started in September back in the day. They'd take a hiatus during the holidays and then you'd come back for the season finale in May.
That's too much time.
Old school television. Yeah. Times have changed.
Yes, they have.
You know, and interestingly enough, it seems that Saturday Night Live has become pretty flexible for some of its big stars for them to maybe be on some weeks, and then they take some weeks off because lots of people are filming other television shows, other movies. I think about Aidy Bryant and Kate McKinnon and Bowen Yang. I mean, all these people are involved in movies and TV series outside of Saturday Night Live. And so, you know, and Pete Davidson too, but perhaps it was just time for him to go. No, there were rumors several years ago that Pete Davidson was leaving Saturday Night Live. So not like super shocking.
No, it isn't.
No. So seems like he's going to be missing out on the Kardashian-Jenner Italian wedding extravaganza.
Right. Okay.
That's happening. But those who are in Italy right now, Julia, include Kim, Courtney, Travis, Kylie, Chris, North, Kendall, and Kendall's boyfriend, Devin Booker.
Yes, that's why I thought, where is Pete Davidson?
Yeah, he's working.
All right, got it.
Yeah, they're on an Italian yacht, Travis and Courtney, right now. And, you know, he's touching her tushy and, you know, doing Italian things.
Yeah, that's very Italian.
Yeah, and it looks like, what's her face? Chloe. She looks like she's wearing a vintage Dolce & Gabbana gown.
They're going
full Italian theme.
Is that the leopard print one?
Yeah. That's the leopard print
it's
one.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, with the bustier.
Those are going to be good pictures to look at.
Yes.
Kim is going full on Skims.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, she's doing that, Balenciaga booty pant look right now. Little dating news for Sex and the City author Candace Bushnell. She reportedly is dating a 21-year-old model.
We Hollywood spoke this. I'd like you to Hollywood speak it.
Why not?
Right? Live your brand.
Yeah, literally, why not? And Julia, your Hollywood speak on this.
Wow. That's too young. I am sorry.
I feel like they both are working full time.
If you have any idea how young 21 looks, and that's young.
Oh, yeah. Personally, please. That's not my vibe at all, because I go
you
near...
You always skew older.
I skew way old. I'm like, if I was 21 and I was dating 63, I'd be like, okay, but me being 63 and doing 21, no dice.
No, I don't even want to be...
I don't want to.
What would you talk about?
Nothing.
Well, that's the point, I think.
Like, what is TikTok? But you know what? I don't care. Like, good for her. I want her to have that.
Sure.
Well, and she's been taking him everywhere, according to sources at Page Six.
Like an accessory.
Yeah. And that, right. Well, here's the thing. Look, like, apparently Candace Bushnell now, she was the original Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City.
Yes, she was.
Her writing was the basis for the series and the movies. A source at Page Six also reports that Candace Bushnell is being pursued by a 91-year-old man.
What, so is there no one in her decade that can date her?
Maybe she's not interested.
All right, fine. There you go.
So she's been doing a one-woman show at the Cafe Carlyle in New York City, and she was married to a ballet dancer from Minnesota for a decade. So, who was 10 years younger than she was, by the way? So,
man, that's acceptable.
Yeah, but you know, that being said, look, I ride my
Teach
bike. I ride my bike by college campuses on the regular.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm like, you know what? Those people are in college. Those people are in college.
Yeah.
And I had that looking glass moment. I think that everyone has that at a certain point when you realize that your people's perception of you is that you are the adult.
I know. Ooh. I have those moments. Now that I'm back in school, I have those moments all the time where I'm going, oh, they're looking to me to like be the adult. And I don't want to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah. Jane Lynch thinks that UFOs are out there and that there's evidence.
Cool, Jane.
Yeah. She's like, believe or not believe, there's evidence. Apparently, somebody asked Jane Lynch on her opinions on extraterrestrial life, and she has books. She's diving into it, and this is what she's doing in between breaks of her production of Funny Girl over on Broadway. Now, Julia, are you interested in seeing Funny Girl on Broadway?
I'm seeing it.
When?
The 22nd of June.
Bury the lead.
Yeah,
right?
I'm totally seeing it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is exciting.
I know. It's totally going.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. Can't wait for you to give the full report since you are our Barbara.
I think we might even have a meet and greet. I'm working on that.
With Beanie Fieldstein and Jane Lynch?
Oh, that would be awesome.
That is epic. That
please,
is amazing.
Video. Okay. I don't want pictures. I want video.
Yes, please. Make a TikTok, Julia.
Yes.
And put it up there. Oh, that is exciting. Hey, Sherry Shepherd is debuting.
Is TikTok the way we have to be now? Is Insta
no,
out?
No, you can do it on Insta. We just want the video. I don't care what you put it on. We can put it on TikTok. Just get the video.
Okay. Yeah. You can take in TikTok the way that I take in TikTok is I let others curate TikTok for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then they take the video and repost it on Instagram.
All right, got it.
Because I don't have time for TikTok.
Either do I.
I don't have an account.
Either do I.
I'm like, let somebody curate your TikTok
Brittany
experience for you.
Yeah. You're going to have a baby, though, which is ruining everything.
It really is.
No, you can. You know what? Here's the deal. Babies, they sleep a lot.
That's true.
You know, they just kind of are there.
I mean, she's acting like I'm already dropping responsibilities. I have Real Housewives of Dubai written on my next to my due date, which is May 30th. But then Dubai is June 1st. I can't tell you which one I'm more excited for. So I have not been dropping the ball. Thank you very much.
You know what? Here's the exciting thing, Brittany, is that we all contain multitudes.
Thank you.
And you can be excited about a new Real Housewives franchise and a new human being.
Yes.
Simultaneously.
They're equally exciting.
Love it. Thanks,
someone's going to get mad at me. All right. Have a good one.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All right. Thanks.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Time for Weekend Picks, presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
What? And thank you, AARP, for helping us find things to do. And if you guys want some good information, and they always have fun events to do, go to aarp.org/MN. And you know that AARP's magazine has more circulation, is the highest circulated magazine in
what
the
age
country.
Can you
50 plus.
Yeah,
it doesn't
but it's
even
not
matter.
That it's like it's not as you think it's like so much older than it's like and there's actually really useful things in there.
So many things, but they beat People magazine in circulation.
That's wild.
I know it isn't. All right, so I'll let you go first, honey.
My mom was pumped when she could become an AARP member.
Oh yeah. There's great stuff.
There's Benny's,
but they
bro.
Do great stuff for people aging. You know, they have great programs.
They got
anyway.
Benny's.
All right, tell me, what do you got?
This one's a secret. I didn't even tell you about it when we were fighting over things this morning.
Okay.
Or this afternoon. Linden Hills, maybe you've heard of it.
I have.
They have a huge garage sale this weekend starting tomorrow. I'll be going there because I like walking around.
I love it when garage sales are all in a community, so you can kind of just park your car and just go.
And they have food carts a lot of times. They're like food trucks and like
I love that.
Snackities. And Linden Hills is always fun to walk around. And it should be. Is it pretty decent weather tomorrow? I know we've talked about it a little.
Chilly. It's a little chilly. It's a little chilly.
So wear yourself like a vest or a coat. I know I've talked about this a lot. I don't care. I went and saw Diary of a Wimpy Kid with my nephews. They're still going. It's at the Children's Theater Company. Oh, so good. So good. My nephews got mortified because me and Justin were dancing. But, like, they really, like, the music's so good. They like, kind of want you to dance. I feel like they do. So, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Go hit up. That musical is still running. It's running till June 18th. Highly recommend it. And then this is the one we fought over, and I finally won. Artaworld is going down this weekend in Northeast Minneapolis. There's a lot of events worth checking out. Punk Patching Invisible Mending. This looks like a fun one. Even punks need help patching up their tattered wares. Artist Julie Nemi helps people fix their own stuff or provide a patch over gaping holes in your favorite stuff. So that's pretty dang cool. That goes down tomorrow at the Holland Arts East Building.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, I've walked around Outer World.
Outer World's fun. There's totally like a million things. There's music, there's food, there's galleries, there's
Banksy Selfie Station. Oh, yeah. Love that. Play with clay, glass galore, nice letters. Take a break, meditate. They have a 9 a.m. yoga class on Saturday or tomorrow. So there's a lot of fun stuff. Go hit up Star Trib. Did a whole write-up on 10 ways to savor the return of Arta World. Arta World is back, baby.
I love it. All right, so some other things to do, and you're talking about theater, live theater. Moulin Rouge is at Hennepin Theater. It's at the Orpheum.
Oh.
And Jason went last night, and I listened to his reviews.
What did he say?
He loved it. And if you saw the movie in 2001 with Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor, and it's Baz Luhrmann did it, and he's the one who's doing Elvis that's coming out next month.
Yeah.
He's a genius. And this play, though, when it was on Broadway, won so many awards. I'm going tonight. I'm very excited. But it's here through June 3rd, I think. We're going to have the guy who plays Christian, the main guy, on our show on Tuesday next week. And I'm really excited. But anyway, that's in town. You can get tickets. That's happening. Also, Footloose is super fun, and that's out at the Chan. That's something to do. But you know what opened? Have you ever done the Skyline Mini Golf at the Walker Rooftop?
It's so fun.
People love that.
I took the nanny kids there, and it opens, very fun.
It opened today, and here's the deal. The tickets are $10. If you're a Walker member, they're $8. Free for kids 6 and under. And you can redeem your ticket for $5 gallery entry to go see the Walker.
Oh,
so
fun.
That's kind of a cool thing. But you have to purchase the tickets in person.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any. It's first come, first serve.
It's really casual.
Yep.
And it doesn't take, like, it's not going to take your whole day or anything like that. But we had a blast. It was one of those things we walked into with low or didn't have any expectations. And it's fun. It really is fun.
That's what I heard. And so you're going to Friday and Saturdays are open from 11 to 6. And they're open Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah.
So pretty much 11's the earliest. And then just depending on the date, it's the time it closes. And the holes were all designed with themes and things.
Yeah, it's just cute and well done. And it's in a unique spot. And you get to see a pretty cool view of, like, you know, right before the city.
I love it.
I'd say definitely worth going to.
We talked about Coco's
Heart Rescue.
There's a walk tomorrow morning around Colby Lake and Woodbury. You can find more. It's a dog rescue, and you can find out more about that. Also, the Stillwater Flea and Crafters Market is going on this weekend with live music.
Oh, I love any event in Stillwater, especially right on the river there. Like, I've had some of the most fun I've ever had is at Lumberjack Days. And so, like, any event at Stillwater is so fun.
I think so. And it's pretty much Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3. And it's Saturdays through until the fall, fall happens. We talked about some of the music that's going to be in town.
Yeah. Well, the
Amy Grant is going to be at the State Theater. Oh, gosh. Remember Amy Grant?
Barely. But I know. Yeah, I'm just teasing. I know. Amy Grant rocks very softly, and I like it.
She does rock softly. Other things that are happening are, you know, what else do we got here? I didn't do any pickup lines. I just couldn't do it.
Okay. So
I couldn't do it for
Here's the thing you can do, we've talked about. If you're really looking for something to do, go in a dark room, listen to Harry Styles' new album. and just feel
you're
it.
So weird.
Harry's house, because
so
that's new. That came out. Can we talk about the shows we've been watching? I told you I've got one episode left of Outer Range. But I'm really excited. Here's the thing. Outer Range has been really fun, and I really like it, and it's actually good. It depends how much they sum up in the next episode, but they're doing a good job. I'm always scared these supernatural shows end up like Lost, where you have more questions than answers. But this doesn't feel like that. I am really excited to finish this up, though, because I really want... We watched one episode of Hacks. I told Justin I want to just watch one. I love Hacks.
And
this is Hacks season two. You know, this is kind of like Joan Rivers' real life, but it's this Vegas, you know, stand-up comedian, older woman, and it's just funny. The writing on that is so good.
Okay, so I'm in 3N, and they literally, there's a scene where they go to a garage sale. That's really kind of fun.
I love it. I think the writing on that is just so funny and like so different than Outer Range and anything we're watching right now, all the serious stuff.
Oh, right. And Downton Abbey's in theaters today, too. Because I feel like it's going to be a little chilly this weekend.
I know, but...
I feel like it's a little chilly. A friend of mine is listening on their way to Craigan's for a wedding.
Oh, I've been to Craigan's
for a
wedding.
John, shout out to John, and he has his cup. Oh, my God, he's so funny. He has a funny cup from my cabin bar on my lake.
Oh, I don't even want to know. Is it naughty? You're giggling, so it must be naughty.
He just sent me something very funny. We're going to take a quick break and get ready to sing. Get your lyrics.
Because we've got
up.
Another band in town that we're going to sing a song
I
from.
Know, and we just got a lot of other headlines that we didn't get to today that we'll get to when we come back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk. All right. Thank you, The Weeknd, who's telling us we're out of time. We are not. We still have more time with you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Hey, another big thing I forgot of. And Lori, in case you went last weekend, had so much fun. The Twin Cities Auto Show is at the State Fair. It's the last weekend.
Oh, that's where, like, they have some of the State Fair food, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have the State Fair food. They're doing special events there. They have celebrity grand marshals and a daily parade there.
Okay. What's the State Fair food that you always have to get when you're there?
Deep fried pickles.
Okay.
French fries.
Like the ones you dip?
Yep.
So that's near the rides?
Yep.
Okay.
Or the one in the food building I love.
Okay.
You know who I ran into the other night? One of the Sausage Sisters. And I, in the food building, I don't know if they are open on weekends, but I love their sausage and their wraps that they do. I don't know. I like sausage. And so French fries.
Yeah.
From the French fries stand. Those are my two I have to
frickles. Like you have to.
Like I love deep fried pickles. I just
want like one deep fried
pickle.
What
is yours?
Oh, a corn dog.
Oh,
I
really?
Love corn dogs. They're the Pronto Pups. I don't even remember which one I like more. They're always good.
Those really are, but I can't think of the last time I bought one.
Oh, I always, like, it's one of those things when I used to work at the fair, I used to wait till the last day of my shift, like the last shift I have, and I would just go buy one. It was so good. I don't know why. There's like... You know, I don't even know if I daydream about hot dogs that much, but corn dogs are so good.
I know. I think they are. It's the sugar.
It's
the sugar. Like, I would agree.
Oh, and then there was like, you guys had something across from you that was really good. It was like hummus and gyros or something.
Oh, that was new this year.
It was really good.
That was really good. Yeah, that was good. And I do love a gyro. And I do
know.
Love mini donuts. I do love all that stuff.
And like cheese curds, but I want somebody else to get them because I only want two. Exactly.
I don't want them all.
I don't either. So it's like, I love going with Justin because Justin's like, he eats so much stuff. So it's like, he'll get the fried pickles and I get one. He'll get the, you know, cheese curds, I get one.
Right.
And I just, all I want is just like a taste of everything.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so I forgot about a couple things that are happening tonight. I don't know if you liked George Carlin, the comedian.
Yeah.
HBO, Judd Apatow has been promoting it. It's this weekend on HBO. It's a two-part thing about George Carlin for those fans. It's out there. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Okay.
And then that's all I got. There's okay. And of course Angeline, which we talked about earlier in our show, this woman who's famous for nothing, and Emmy Rossum. Watch what she had to go through. It's on Peacock, what she had to go through to look like her because she aged 50 years. And she at one point had what kind of pipe in her nose?
PVC.
Mm-hmm. Through the prosthetic process. I'm curious to look at that.
I'm excited to see that. And Peacock's one of those ones I have and I forget.
Well,
that I have, but I watch all the old Real Housewives on Peacock.
Oh, you do?
I found out one day that that's what me and Jason have in common, and he also watches old Real Housewives of New York. That's like my favorite go-to old one.
Oh, I know.
I love it.
I know. We're waiting for Dubai. Do you like Darius Rucker? You know my hoodie?
Yeah, who doesn't like Darius Rucker?
He's going to have a new TV show that's debuting May 30.
What is it on?
It's Fixer Upper, and it's called Rucker's Reno. And it's following him and a team as they restore a historic mansion in his hometown of Charleston, South Carolina.
Is he, like, into construction?
I don't care. Him without a shirt is enough.
I mean, did he promise that he's going to be shirtless?
He is. You cannot work in South Carolina in that heat while wearing a shirt and
a tool
belt.
I'll have to trust you because I feel like most professional people on the job are keeping their shirts on nowadays.
He's outdoors. It's South Carolina. It's hot. A tool belt or a shirt, you can't wear them both. He's not going to be wearing it.
So wait, a tool belt without a shirt?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I mean, I love it. I'm not mad at
Why
it.
Why are you saying? Am I being sexist or something?
No, not sexist. I just mean, like, in a professional environment, can you still go shirtless? I mean, I get it if you're, like, working on your own house.
You say that to me as you've not worn a shirt all day today, ever since the lady called in at the beginning of the show and told you to wear
Free
the breast pump.
The nip. Don't make me tell my story again because it's boring and long.
I promise you I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
I promise you don't have to. Everybody who's going to the weekend, a wedding this weekend, if you're a best man or a best woman or a best person and you're giving a speech, please.
Keep it short.
Please keep it short.
Keep it short. You know what? Your inside jokes are fine.
No, they
aren't. Save them later for later with
your
friends.
And don't get too drunk and go on and on and on. People don't want that. That's free advice.
My friend had 3 maids of honor and they all 3 gave speeches. I know. I'm going to a retirement party tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's one of my army sergeants. He's lovely. It's Sergeant Holton. He is a lovely, lovely man. And I got him a giant pink robe. Okay. That says Holton on it.
Okay, that's so cute.
I know. I put it on. It's so soft. I was cold this morning, so I was wearing it. I was scared I was going to spill on it because I was eating breakfast.
Cute. All right, it's time to sing. Oh, is it too early, Rachel? Is it too...
This is your show.
Do we want to sing for 3 minutes?
Okay, no.
Wait. Why are we singing this song, first of all?
We are singing Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill because they are going to be at the 331 Club with Melly Melly.
Okay.
Whoever they are.
If you're going to this show... and you want to call in, don't, because it's the end of the show. We're not going to answer, but have fun.
And if we don't see you before this baby's born, have fun.
Okay.
And if you want to give Brittany any advice, you can go to the Lori and Julia Instagram page. People are giving you sweet advice.
I'm going to go read. I always read them and I always like everyone. I don't have much going on with my life. I actually begged to do this shift. They were like, you promised not to have a baby. And I was like, done.
You really did because
I called Stephanie.
And I said Brittany's dying to do this. Now we're gonna.
I'm so bored.
All right, here we go.
Fade it out. Get out of here.
Listen, everybody.
I love you guys.
A great weekend. We have great shows starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. Everybody have the best weekend. And to all of our fans who are listening from VCon, NFT, they're all here for it. We'll see you later, alligators.
Bye.
Bye.
Job done. Off you go.